Case for argument, Moore v. Speedway. Mr. Morgan.
May it please the court. I'm Richard Morgan, and I had the honor of representing the plaintiff and the appellate in this case, Carol Ann Mauer, who was seriously injured in a fall case in South Bend on October 17, 2011, when she approached the entranceway to a Speedway gasoline station convenience store, walking on the sidewalk that had been crowded down to 24 inches in width. As she approached the door, she stepped around and it was a display that was there, a retail display, and as she stepped around it, she rolled her ankle on a slight curb that was there, causing her to fall and suffering a serious injury to her left shoulder that ultimately required a fusion surgery at the University of Chicago Hospital, and she's lost the use of that left arm as a result of the fall. This is, in essence, a one-issue appeal, and that is, did Magistrate Judge Nechterlein commit reversible error when he denied plaintiff to allow into evidence the portion of the South Bend building code that adopted the state?
Counsel, why would the text of a statute ever be put into evidence?
Well, in this particular case, and the court could have taken judicial notice of it, Your
Honor. No, it's not evidence versus judicial notice. It's what is the role of the judge versus the role of the jury. Your conception is that raw statutes are given to juries and they then decide what they mean. But we have held, and I'm sure almost every other court would have held, that statutes are considered by judges and the judges then put their meaning into instructions and the instructions are given to juries. One never gives the jury the text of a statute and then says, well, tell us what you make of that.
Your Honor, we attempted to have an instruction that would,
But your argument in this court is not about instructions. Your argument in this court is about whether the text of the ordinance should have been submitted to the jury. And the answer is never. That never happens.
I don't think we're quite that limited in our appeal, Your Honor, but the judge had indicated that he would consider taking judicial notice of the ordinance, and then he gave two reasons for his decision in not taking it. One is that he felt that it was irrelevant because it was not pled in the complaint in this case. We think that's an error of law, Your Honors. And second, that he felt it was prejudicial in springing the ordinance at the last minute, meaning the final pretrial conference, when in fact 7.5 months before the trial date, we'd indicated to defense counsel that we were planning on calling the building commissioner or representative of his office to authenticate the ordinance.
But when he said, you know, we don't have the witnesses to explain it, the ordinance, and I could take judicial notice, but concerns taking judicial notice in a vacuum, kind of in a naked way, etc. Well, that wasn't right, right?
I
mean,
I believe the jury should have been advised, Your Honors, that it was the sidewalk should have been 36 inches wide at that place, and in fact,
but that's for wheelchairs, right?
No, it's not. No, it's not. That was just in the diagram.
Well, wait a second. Why do you need greater width if you're not in a wheelchair?
Well,
why do you need all that?
If I could demonstrate to the court, here's 2 feet, and if you're walking where you've got 5.5 feet like here, and as you approach the barrier, you will automatically step to your right, and it's almost impossible to maintain in that 24 inches without her placing her foot on the curb as she did.
Couldn't she see that?
I'm sorry?
Couldn't she see the distance? She could see. She had been a customer of the store for some time.
She yes, and she saw that obstruction and walked around it and rolled her ankle. Yeah. Yes.
There you go.
Yes. Yes.
But there are two separate issues. One is whether the pathway was too narrow. The other is whether the statute is a basis for relief for anyone other than a wheelchair occupant.
The wheelchair's in there only
when
for...
When it says accessible, it's not about... That's got to be about wheelchairs. It's certainly a narrow path is accessible to a person walking, right?
It's not limited to wheelchairs, Your Honor. And the 24
Why
inches...
Why do you say that?
I'm sorry?
Why do you say that?
Because there's nowhere in there that says...
Well, why does it say accessible? The narrower path is accessible.
Yes, yes. But in this case, the narrow path proved
to
be dangerous.
No, but it's not about this case. The point is, when they use accessible in the ordinance, in the title of the ordinance, they're concerned about accessibility to people in a wheelchair because that's wider than the person, right? That's what the ordinance is about. You don't use accessibility in other contexts, do you?
I believe you do. I believe you do, yes.
Why, can you think of a law like this that talks about...
Well, it's the ANSI standard for a sidewalk, and it's for all people using a sidewalk, just not wheelchairs. It says that the sidewalk must be 36 inches wide for public buildings.
But the only reason for it is that a wheelchair is wider than a person.
I didn't see any legislative history limiting it to that, Your Honor, no. But I appreciate your observation. We submit that the ordinance was not sprung at the last minute, that it was identified 7.5 months beforehand. We also submit that when the court said that we're not entitled to it because of the higher notice pleading standard under the two Supreme Court decisions, that we think that's an error. And this court has held in the past that you don't there's no requirement to plead ordinances or even facts in a complaint under notice pleading. And those two particular cases that the court relied upon, one an antitrust case and one a deprivation of constitutional rights cases, dealt in situations where the pleadings actually failed on their face because they didn't withstand a 12B6 motion. And there was no 12B6 motion here or no issue. But without the ordinance, then under the landowner liability, plaintiff is unable to prove that the landowner knew or should have known that the sidewalk violated the ordinance.
I don't understand that. Why, without the ordinance, isn't it a simple, tort case, slip and fall type case? You say the sidewalk was dangerously narrow. You don't need an ordinance for that.
Well, but the ordinance is proof of violation of...
Would you have gone ahead with the case if there was no ordinance? Would you think she had a cause of action?
Almost impossible.
Why?
It's the same size, no matter whether there's an ordinance or not. The danger is the
but
same
you've got
with
to
or without. The danger is the same with or without some imprimatur from the city council.
But under the landowner law in Indiana, that the landowner has to be put on some kind of notice.
Well, the thing had been there for years. Your client was on notice. Everybody was on notice of the size. You could look at it and see what the size was.
So have there been accidents before?
No, the testimony of two employees was based on their recollection. No one else had fallen there before. So without the ordinance, case over at that point.
Yeah. That it?
That's really it, Judge. Yes,
okay,
thank you.
Thank you. So, Mr. Davis?
Are you going to rise up and talk us out of it, or what?
I think you got it. Judge Nuchterline exercised discretion. You're here to decide whether or not he abused it, and he exercised it all the way down the line. He considered timing. He considered notice. He considered confusion.
You are going to talk me out of it. Go ahead.
He considered prejudice. I think he got it right. The case could have been decided by the jury on the Indiana pattern jury instruction. The question would be, did Speedway have notice? Of course it did. The condition existed. Was it unreasonably dangerous? That's a jury question, not an ordinance question. Could they have expected the plaintiff to be aware of it? She was a regular customer. Did they exercise reasonable care? They painted it yellow. I think Judge Nuchterline got it exactly right, Your Honor.
The whom case, are you now preaching?
Case went to the jury on instruction. I'll take any questions you all have.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Davis.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Mr. Moore, do you have anything further?
No, just other than to point out to you.
Sure.
That the proffered instruction that was denied basically talks about that if you find that the sidewalk violated the statute, then that's evidence of negligence. Oh. And we weren't entitled to that instruction without getting ordinance in front of the jury, whether the judge took judicial notice and gave the excerpts to the jury or what have you. But without that bit of evidence, there's really no case here.
Okay, well, thank you very much to both counsel.